So I will say that the not just Devin, but even the girls, like if they played not as well as they wanted to, or they lost their games, they would be very hard on themselves. I mean, they would be so upset. And to console them or try to talk a little bit of sense into the whole situation that's happening is, you got to learn for what has happened. If you feel you didn't, play that well, or you didn't give it all your all, just work on it next time. Or if you're in a cast and you can't play, but the doctor says, oh, well, you can play if you put bubble wrap on your arm, you're gonna play. But taking it as a learning experience, there's always a good and a bad thing that happens. Even a most awful thing that happens, there's always a good, and you have to find the light in order for you to go further in life and grow.
Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's get started here on the Who Is Your Mama podcast. If I am not recording a Who Is Your Mama podcast, then I am probably working at my company, Tippy Toes. I want to tell you about Tippy Toes because there are awesome business opportunities and it might just be the right fit for you. Tippy Toes is a children's dance company and we go into schools and we offer dance classes on site. It is a blast. You don't have to have dance experience, but you do have to have a passion to build a business and make an impact in your community because that is what we do at Tippy Toes. It is a franchise, so you get to run your own business, but you are not in business alone. If you have any interest in possibly exploring the idea of Tippy Toes, of running a franchise yourself, please reach out. Go to check out our website, tippytoesdance.com. That's TippyToesDance.com, tippytoesdance.com. You can learn more about what we do there at Tippy Toes. And who knows, we can even get to hang out more. So go check it out. Would love to see if that is a business fit for you. When you think back to raising these kiddos of yours, what phase did you love? Was there a phase that you really loved as a parent?
I actually love all the phases. When I stand or sit or I'm looking at all my kids, whether it's on Instagram now or sitting on Devin's couch, just watching what he's doing, I look at them and I'm like, wow, all these things that you like from being born to like today, whether they were obstacles or mountains or, amazing situations that you've come through, like here you are today.
I love to hear that too, because I think there's a lot of hope for parents that, it's not just like, oh, this one phase was great. It's like they're all different and have their wonderful parts to it. And you were a young mom,
yeah,
right? So you had your first child at 21.
Yes.
So I'm curious, what did you feel like when you were 21 and have a baby?
Yes.
Were you like, I know exactly what I'm going to do. I know how to do this. Or were you like, I don't know what I'm doing? Like what was your mindset? Do you remember what that felt like as a 21 year old?
I was really happy. I mean, I always wanted to be a mom. So yeah. I was just very, very happy.
It's a special time. And then to think too that, I love to think about how your kiddos were so close, from the get-go, and you guys were like a cohesive group. I just think that's such a cool mental picture. Okay, so what makes you the most proud? When you think of your kids, what makes you the most proud of them?
That they, where they are today. I mean, they have made their path. They made their own path, and they have made their own choices to the greatness that they are today.
How, when you saw them, as you were raising them, did you see, you're saying you saw different personalities in all of them. So how did you, I guess, enable each one of them to be themselves without, yeah. I think if you have a free spirit and then you also have somebody that's really driven, how do you parent that? How do you parent when you have kids that are maybe very different in personality?
you have to encourage what they love and not, even people that you surround yourself with. I mean, everybody has a different personality and not everybody is going to do what you do the exact same way. And you need to accept that. Everybody has their own way of doing things. And my way is not the way it should always go because it's not the perfect way. Devin may do something totally different than how Whitney does something, or Haley may like something different than what Katie or Ashley do. So it's just encouraging their own personal them, their personal being, and just hoping that their, you know, their decisions, you know, what they want to do is they won't get hurt, of course. But unless you fail, you just don't know like your next step.
I love that. I love that. Encourage what they love. I love that. So whether that is football or animal science or, you know, whatever it might be, is encouraging what they love. That's an important message. Because I think sometimes as a parent, you can get your own self into the situation too much instead of just like staying out of it and letting your child's personality and wishes and wants and, you know, realize that's really what we need to be focusing on as a parent.
And it's very hard not to get involved.
It really is. It really is. Yeah. I would think so. Now, even you work at this with age. Devin, correct? You guys work together.
I do.
Yeah.
Yes.
So I feel like that's such a special situation. It honestly goes back to, I feel like, your closeness as a family and how you've remained close and the trust you guys have together and the support, you know. And so I can't imagine how special it must be to be a part of his journey as an adult.
It's awesome. I mean, I love working with him and just watching what he's going to do next, especially at this time. I mean, he's a grown man now. It's, you know, he's not like a little kid anymore. So it, you know, it means a lot.
I would think it's interesting, and I'm curious about that shift in parenting. When you go from get your cleats, get in the car, do you have your water? You know, you go from that. And I know it's not like a quick switch, but then you do go to sitting back and being like, I wonder what my awesome kids are going to do next. I don't know. Yeah. They're adults. Like, was that transition? What was that transition like for you going from the mom in charge to that adult relationship that you have with them? How did that work for you?
I'd have to say it was very hard not to be like they're helping them. So, but it's good. But I'm very proud of them. I'm very, very happy where Devin is and his sisters are. Very happy.
It's really incredible because I think as a parent, it's one of those tricky things because you're like, I want you to fly. But I'm like, but fly around my house right here and like, don't go too far.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you wouldn't want it any other way.
No.
Right. You want,
no, not at
you
all.
Want them to fly. But that transition, I think it's funny. I shouldn't put this out in the world, but like, I do already feel a lump in my throat over the idea of them going to college and that, cause that is such a, that is more of a, like a, I'm dropping you off and leaving you at college. And now things are different. That really gives me a lump in my throat right now to think about that. But also when I think about all the things that you did as you're raising your kids, you prepared them for that day, but I'm guessing nothing really matters on that day. It's still a tricky day.
No, it's, yeah. I mean, you can raise them the best that you know how to. I mean, there's no book to really be the best parent. And you just never know just the choices that have been made along the way. If, you know, you hope and you pray that they're going to be okay during college or even life, because now they're on their own. And I pray all the time. And that's, faith is a very big deal. Having faith in God that the kids are on their way to the best journey they have.
I can't leave this conversation. We're coming to the end, but I cannot leave this conversation without commenting on the fact that you had a very interesting profession early on in your life. Can you tell us about that?
So between the ages of probably 18 and a half, 19 to 21, when I got pregnant, I modeled in Boston and I did physique modeling and I was also an arm wrestler.
I just think, Amy, that's my favorite combination of professions ever. I love that so much. How did you get into arm wrestling?
I actually got into arm wrestling from their dad. Their dad was also an arm wrestler plus a bodybuilder. And I had gone with him to a meet and he's like, hey, try this. And I tried it and I'm like, oh, this is kind of cool.
And I'm really good at it. So I'm going to be a pro. That is fascinating. Well, Devin did tell me, he goes, he talked about your handshake. He's like, when my friends will like shake her hand, it's like the best handshake you're ever going to get. It's awesome. I love that. I love it. And then, so once you had kids, just want to touch on that really quickly. So you had this, you know, doing these things, then you had kiddos, and then your focus went to your children and went to raising them.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Yes. Actually, the day I found out I was pregnant with Whitney, I also found out I was going to be a United Airlines flight attendant.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like, nope. Nope. Kids are it.
Uh-huh. I love that. That's awesome. They're lucky to have you. Well, Amy, you clearly raised incredible children. I'm curious what advice you would give to a parent at any stage, anytime, you know, what advice would you have for people raising kids?
Love your children unconditionally, no matter. I mean, kids are not perfect. My kids are not perfect. I love them. They totally have made their mistakes. But encourage them. I mean, they all have creativity. They may not be the creativity that you would like, but they all have very special qualities that you just need to encourage and let them open up and flourish. And always be there. Always be there for your kids, no matter what the situation, even if you don't like it. So always be there. I mean, that's one thing. And always watch them, you know, not watch them and getting involved, but watch them, see how they like to grow and do things.
Love your kids unconditionally, encourage them, and always be there.
And, you know, take the time to be with them and not on your, it's a totally different generation now, because like we didn't really have cell phones, especially the smartphones you have today. But get off your phones and actually spend time with them. Put them down, you know, set a time where it's individual time with your child or children or family, however it is. You know, you're not going to die just because your cell phone is not in your hand. I guess that's one thing or many things.
Yeah. Did you feel like your time of raising kids, like when they're at your home under your roof, did that go by quickly?
Oh, totally. Totally. I mean, I can't believe it's been 33 or 31 or 29 years or 27 or even almost 25 years. It's crazy how fast it's gone by.
I feel like your message about putting the phones down, I mean, it's something that I battle because I'm an entrepreneur and I could be on my phone and do stuff all the time, but I've got three little kids and it is a battle for that. And I think it's important to be reminded by women like you who can say, no, it goes really fast. And it's just important. And it helps us that are in the weeds that, you know, are trying to do 1,000 things in a day that putting, you know, setting that time to be just focused with your kiddos and to give them your energy and your love and your focus and your attention, because you can't get that back. And then before you know it, they're flying the coop.
Yeah. If you were to stand back, like even watching somebody today, just walking down the street with their kids, it's kind of crazy how many parents aren't watching like where their kids are going and they're on their phone. And it's unfortunate that yeah. And not everybody's like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, your perspective is very appreciated. And you're brilliant and you've raised amazing kids that are happy and fulfilled. And, you know, Devin, with his work, to think about the millions of people he impacts through all the different things he does and the inspiration he is for other people. Hearing how you raised him, hearing that you were focused on health and you were focused on, you know, letting them just go play and be outside. And, you know, they had jobs, you know, you established work ethic. It's just, I love this because I've experienced this with some of my other guests where you hear about how they are raised and then you see what they're doing today and you think you nailed it. And you fostered this environment that created an opportunity for success for your kids and your kids grabbed it and have, you know, changed the world because of that. So yeah, I'm enamored by you and your family and I'm so happy you were here with me, but you're not done yet because
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I do 4 rapid fire questions. They're just fun, silly questions. I know. Here we go. This is where the heavy music comes in. It gets intense here at the Who Is Your Mama podcast.
Oh boy.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay. So at the end of a long mama day, how did you unwind?
When they were little, it was about sitting on the couch all together. Their father would make homemade popcorn with lots of butter and salt, which was so good. And we would sit on the couch and watch Disney movies.
If that is not raising your kids in the 80s, I don't know what is. That just, like, I'm like, I feel like that's exactly what I, you know, that was like the commercials. That was that's like everything. Disney movies at that time were just, they were so good too. I love that. Okay. What one food did you give your kids the most in their life?
probably raw cow milk, I'd have to say, because we had her
right from like your cow, right?
From our cow. So crazy. Yeah. We had her about 10 or 11 years. So
that's incredible. Okay. Most enjoyable destination your family ever went?
Home. Because you could do, and the thing is though, like, I think you could do it anywhere, but on our home, whether it was in Idaho or in New Hampshire, I mean, we had horses, we had snowmobiles, we had four wheelers, we had a lake down the street. So
Amy, I've done this, I've done, I don't know, 30 something episodes, and no one has ever said home.
Really?
And that like gave me goosebumps when you said that. Yeah, because I think immediately everyone thinks of like a fun destination or whatever, like a tropical or, you know, a trip. And I love that your instinct was home, because it's like back to really everything you've said, which is just like your people, your crew, your family. That's where your favorite place is to be. And you created a home that made it feel like this is where we all want to be. Ugh, that speaks volumes. I love that. Okay, last question. A word or a phrase you would use to describe your life as a mom?
It is the most adventurous journey that God has given me.
That says it all. Well, Amy, I am so grateful. I'm so grateful that you joined me today and that you shared so much wisdom.
Thank you.
From the farm in Idaho to, you know, going to New Hampshire to raising five kids. I loved hearing about the chores and the teamwork and the mindset really that you gave them at a young age about persevering through hardships and looking for the good. There were so many pieces of advice, Amy, that you gave us. I'm blown away. It's very clear to see why someone like Devin is so successful today, because he was raised in a household of love and encouragement and fun and adventure. And now he's putting all of that into the world every day with his work. So I am so humbled and honored you are here with me. And thank you for being a legendary mama and joining us here on the Who Is Your Mama podcast.
Thank you so much. It was a lot of fun.
For another episode with an awesome mama who is going to bring insights and knowledge about parenthood. You don't want to miss it. It's coming up soon.